It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Hello and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name is Blue. Alongside of me are the world famous Pot Brothers at Law, Mark and Craig Wasserman, and Mr. Joe Grande. And we are all the way live at MJ BizCon. How's everyone doing?
Just very, very lovely. And I, you know, before we start the show, you guys, I just want to remind everybody, Viscus Vape is the ultimate cannabis vape experience. Viscus is a premium vape brand born in Venice Beach, delivering the maximum potency you can expect from the Viscus brand. Live the ride with the most pleasant tasting, ultra potent, and super smooth cartridges on the market. Viscus.life is the website. Check them out as they were having a great time with us last night. And we're all the way live, like you said, Blue, at MJ BizCon. Thank you for listening to the podcast, Cannabis Talk 101.
Yes.
All around the world. If you ever want to call us up and say hello, it's 800-420-1980. Make sure you check out our website at Cannabis Talk 101, as we are the world's number one source for everything cannabis. And on all social media, at Cannabis Talk 101, at @pot_brothers_@_law. Mark is at Waslaw. Craig is at Waslaw Dog. Blue is at 1 Christopher Wright.
Hello.
And I am at Joe Grande 52. And once again, we want to thank you guys for listening to us and everybody that's here live in front of us at MJ BizCon in Las Vegas. We're having a great time. And not only a great time having here, but last night and every time we're around these guys, we have a great time with V Syndicate, Tom Sharp, the CEO, and Ryan Deegan, the sales director.
What up, what up?
Always great to see you guys. Yeah. You know, it's funny because yesterday Ryan came by the booth here. And then I was looking for you, Ryan, walking around, and I couldn't find you. And then I was like walking around. Tom, that's how I came up to you guys yesterday.
True.
Because I literally wanted to go find your guys' booth as Mark's looking for his boot that fell off, or maybe his tooth came out of his mouth.
Wait,
I don't know what happened.
We got someone moving and grooving.
Exactly.
On us.
It's so funny. But I really have this love for you guys because your whole products that you guys bring into the studio and everything you guys are doing with the collaboration with the Pot Brothers at Law, with the grinder that you made for them. It's really quality stuff. I've actually introduced a client friend of mine to you guys, Ryan, that you guys are now doing business with. Shout out to All Day Ace.
Yeah, All Ace. Day Ace.
Because Ace, All Day Ace was like, hey, Joe, we're looking for a company to do this. We had a meeting with them, Blue and I, and Blue, who has all the visions of everything. We literally looked at each other, I think, at the same exact time.
I know exactly who
to
hook them up with.
And we go, we know exactly like that.
Literally.
And I go, dog, isn't it right? Isn't V Syndicate the company to be partnering up
100%.
With him? And he goes, heck yeah. And I mean, as you know, we have some of your products here. I have some of the products around my house. Everything about your guys' product is so quality. And now I'm so excited to hear about what you have next, because the launch of something new, ladies and gentlemen, live from Las Vegas, V Syndicate has
Unity X1. That's the first world's first smart storage cannabis console. So this is a game changer. A lot of really cool features we can dive into. Do you guys want to ask some questions and like kind of lead the conversations?
Sure.
What is it?
Wait. How big? Wait. Can I travel with it? How big is it?
So it's kind of like a portable speaker, like a JBL. So, you know, it depends on how big your carry-on is, but I think so. Okay. Yeah, I think you can travel with
it. I could definitely carry
with it. Well, how about this, you guys? Let me give it to you an example of what it is. If you're a lady and you're looking at this, you're looking at it by a size 8 shoe size sandal box, right? It's not a box that's going to be the size of high heels. It's about a pair of sandals if you're buying a box
Maybe
of sandals.
A
6 to 8 box, right? And same thing with not a male shoe size box. I'm trying to give you guys the size of it if you're listening. I know you're listening. Let me educate you on the theater of the mind.
You went with
how
shoes.
You can explain.
The theater.
Well, I'm going to choose because it is the size of a box, but it's round. But it's the circumference I'm trying to give out to the size of it.
There
so
you
as
go.
You said,
I
you
like
tried,
when you said circumference.
Because if you say travel, when somebody
What's
says travel, how can I travel with this? Am I going to be able to put it in your luggage? It can go in your luggage. Can I put that on my carry-on is
Absolutely.
The bigger question.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I just flew from New York with it.
Depends what's in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know Frankino travels with a lot of things.
Wait,
in
what's
it.
In that?
Well, if they stop you at customs, it's CBD flower. You know,
Hello.
It's legal. That's it. You're not going to test it. It's CBD flower, baby.
So now we see the circumference size so that people understand what this is.
Yeah.
How does it work?
Yeah, so you can open it manually or you can open it from an app. So just a click of a button. And if you want to go a little bit more.
Oh, literally.
It
so
said
just
hello.
Hold
just
on a second. Right now, Tom just pulled his phone
what
to the
happening?
Side.
hit something on his phone, and this thing opened like a straight remote control car.
Yes.
Just like that. Yeah.
Literally.
And if you want to go more in-depth with the security features, you can access with a password or a fingerprint, too.
Can I go online if I'm an idiot and lose my phone, and then I can't open this? Can I go on a website and fix that?
Yes, you can do that, and there's a hard reset too. With that, we give you this proprietary like pin, like with the iPhone, and then you can press and kind of open it like that too.
What is this? What is it?
What does it do? Yeah, so it helps you with monitor and weigh the flour that you put inside. Okay, so right now
so
you have
a scale as well.
So it's a scale, right? So it's sensitive scales. You have two containers. Each one holds up to half an ounce, right? Two different containers for a total of ounce in the entire storage box.
That's a good
number.
Weight.
That's a great
oh,
weight.
Oh, look at that. Right. Hold on. You see the weight right there? It just showed?
So yes. So we just removed one of the containers, right?
Dude, it felt like I was at a nightclub because the lights are like those digital lights that you see at a stadium. Like if you're at the Raider Stadium, whatever stadium you're at, it looks like that on the front.
100%. So check this
out. Was that random? Just picking out one? Was that a random weight? Or did you pick that weight?
No. So look, okay.
He has a butt in there right
now. Yeah, well, 20, you know, we want an ounce that makes it like a shoe-sized box, like a small shoe-sized box. It just made sense all around, right? You want to have two containers because most users usually have two different strains.
And
you
in
know.
California, you can, as an adult, possess up to one ounce.
Right. In many states, in Canada, too, I believe that's illegal.
Well, New York is four, so that's
four.
New York went hard and went four.
You might have to make like a different one for New
like
Yorkers.
A 13, you know, shoe size.
I'm just saying, New York stepped up their game, folks.
Or they could just buy four of them. They'll just buy four of them, right?
Yeah.
For each ounce.
There is that.
Yeah, that's the way I like it.
Right?
But anyway, look, so you took it out, right? You took your flour because you want to smoke it. You put it back in, and then it weighs it, and now you have 0 grams, right? So basically, it knows how much you consume, right? So it helps you monitor your usage, so you know every day, every month, every week, how much you know consumed on average, what kind of strain, so you have a strain history. So like last week, you smoked a strain, and it was amazing and made you relax, but you forgot the name, right? So you can just go down the list in your history and see exactly what strain it was, based on the time that you smoked it.
And how would the
you could rate that strain as well?
How would it get inputted from the beginning? Like,
so,
I guess.
Let me
try to walk through this as a consumer who walks into a legal, licensed dispensary, storefront, wherever they're at, and purchases their flower and then puts it in, purchases an ounce.
Exactly.
And puts it in the container,
locks
it up, and now they have a locked container that should go in their trunk,
right?
Because now the cops are going to.
It's really good, Mark. I like this.
True.
Well, they're going to need a warrant to go in the trunk, and then a warrant to go into that locked container.
And if they pull you over, what do you tell them?
Right, you shut the
fuck
up.
Yeah. Right. I just want to make sure that's still the mantra.
We know that part.
Good one, Tom.
I wanted to. We could do that later. Everybody knows. What we need is, you know, the script needs to go, you know, right in there somewhere.
Hello.
So for those people who forget, because they forget a lot.
Yeah.
But this is a way that a consumer who is doing everything legally and lawfully is still then protected, because we already know that even though it's quote unquote legal, whatever, if you go to a storefront and you buy and you go out there and drive, a cop could still pull you over and go find it and go give you a hard time. And so giving them a hard time getting into it, I mean, I think that component of this is fantastic. And then it allows them to travel safely with it. And then now the rest of it in terms of the technology, the weight, and everything you're about to go into, to me, is like gravy.
It's a great novelty almost. Yeah. It's like, wait a minute, you can do what?
Right.
Well, so let's get back to the weights.
Yeah,
so
you went and bought one at a dispensary, right? You go and you download the app, you register. You don't have to put all your information if you don't want to. It can be anonymous, just like choose a username. And then you put in your first nug, right? So you put in this. It recognizes that you have 1.8 grams. You click.
And I just want to be clear right now, too, you guys. It says it on the app. Is that true?
It says that on the app.
And that's what's so dope, because it's like a real scale, but it's a digital scale, and it lights up like a scoreboard at the Lakers. Honda Center.
Like the VIP box of the Lakers.
Exactly.
Literally.
Like I'm at Staples Center with this little box.
That's what it reminded me when I thought.
When you initially make the purchase, how do you get the information into the app on the strain you just bought?
Exactly. So
create new profile, probably. Is that a
So you go to edit content, right, and you choose from a library of strains that is basically pulled from Leafly, Weedmaps, like the biggest strain libraries out there. Okay, and when you buy a strain, you know what strain it is. You just bought Girl Scout cookies, White Widow, whatever. You search it, and then you just input it like that. So now it knows that you have Pineapple Express. It gives you the parameters for it based on the users. But then the cool thing is, now we're creating an internal library based on our customers, right? So it's more organic.
What, not to interrupt you, but I'm just thinking in that situation, what if I found like Blue's special that he grew himself, and it's like, you know, Blue's blueberry balls?
Yes.
And do I go,
my point is,
can I type in Blue's blueberry balls?
So you go to add content, and then you create your own, you can add your own stuff.
Because I know he's growing again. He's a grower and
a grower and a shower. So let me run this down for a second. So essentially, once I pick it up from my local dispensary,
right.
I go in there and I go, look, I'm going to get some Purple Haze or Pineapple Express. I go grab the Pineapple Express. I buy 1.9 grams. We have that there. We put it in there. It registers it. Then I could also give my feedback on that strain and explain to people or at least to the
explain to yourself
that,
actually.
I didn't really like this strain or I loved it, right? So you give it, and then does that share back with the dispensaries as well?
With the community and with the dispensary too. And
what?
Yes. Well, we're going to go into the dispensary side in a second. I want to just finish the technical features and then Ryan is going to talk about the dispensary side. So that's exactly what you do. You can write a review. You can choose different effects that it gives you specifically. And then it just rates it on average, right? So if we had 400 users that reported that it makes them, Pineapple Express makes them uplifted, but only 80% reported that, it will average on 80%.
Wow. You know
what I mean? So it cross-referenced everybody's input, basically.
So you're getting a ratio. What's that app called when you go to food restaurants and they give it 5 stars and all that stuff?
Yelp.
It's like a cannabis Yelp.
It averages. Yeah, exactly.
Wow. That is intensely dope.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yes.
This technology, Tom, that Ryan created for you is unbelievable.
I know, man. I owe everything to this guy, right?
Thanks to Ryan once
Thanks
again.
Thanks to Ryan, man. We're back in business.
That's what he was saying last night at the party. He goes, Joe, when you hear about this technology that I created, you're going to love it. You're going to love it.
Joe.
That's what he said?
Yeah.
A couple more cool things, and I want to elaborate on the dispensary side. So we also have humidity control and climate control. So it tells you exactly how much humidity it has at any given time. So once it goes down to, let's say, below 30, below 40, you need to exchange your humidity pack inside.
Wow. So that humidity pack, are you adding water to it? How does that work?
It's just like it's compatible with your Beveda, Integra, like the leading brands out there. You just manually insert it in, and then.
And what, when you say insert it, it's a package, like the little.
So there's a little compartment here.
Are you saying you could put a Boveda pack in there?
Yes, you put the Boveda pack. That's all you got to do.
Perfect. Yeah. That makes it so easy.
Speaking of Boveda, they're right there.
We got Boveda in the building.
You guys should link up.
We already have, man. Yeah.
We already have. It's already.
Well, the IPO is in the making. Did I do that, Drew?
Thank you, Drew.
Drew from Boveda. I can't wait to sit down with you as well. He offered me a cigar smoker.
You know, so actually, it keeps your cannabis at the perfect temperature as well, so that you can always have fresh cannabis.
Right.
And then continue.
Well, so the main thing with the humidity packs, you're supposed to replace them every like 2, 3, 4 weeks. But you forget, right? If you smoke a lot, you forget. This tells you how close it is to being replaced.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
I love that, that's actually, because I do that even with my own humidors.
Yeah.
I always
it just tells it to you.
And then I have to try to play catch up on it.
Exactly.
Is that all the great technology before we go to break and then bring Ryan in?
It has a temperature control, so if it overheats, if you left it in the car by accident, you forgot, it's engine alert, your unit is overheating, go attend to it, remove it from the car, etc. And the coolest thing, as far as the climate, aspect, it has a proprietary system of ventilation that is anti-mold, okay? So it keeps circulating the air. You see these two vents in here? So it keeps circulating the air around the unit. So if you have a spot on one of the nugs that it's more damp, it's like more wet, it moves the humidity around the whole box so it doesn't linger in one place and develops mold. And this one is actually patented
Tom, what is the fabric made out of?
The fabric?
Is it metal? Is it plastic? What is it?
Oh, it's all food grade plastic, and we're working on some glass containers as well for the next generation.
And then, what is the battery lifestyle? Am I putting in AAA batteries? Am I plugging it in like an iPhone? How am I charging this damn thing?
Like an iPhone, basically. It's nickel ion batteries. It lasts 30, 35 hours.
Wow. Yeah. So I have to charge it every few days, no matter what. I can't just travel with
it
like
a
phone.
Night. You plug it in at night. Yeah.
Plug it in like your iPhone. Yeah.
Or you can leave it plugged in at home and just keep it right there in your office, wherever you want, and then there it is.
Yeah. Easy.
What? Dude, honestly, I had no idea. I know you guys were saying how you have this great product, and I remember it being like a secret. Because I didn't remember hearing anything about it, and I was kidding when Ryan even said anything about it. I just, I didn't know about it. I remember even Blue going, because I think Blue, you knew about it. You go, well, no, this is going to be dope.
Yeah, before I had even seen the unit, just having the conversation, you know, one is being able to have a product or talk about a product and then have it really in front of you is two different things.
Yeah.
So when they were bringing it up, though, and they were saying, hey, we're going to launch it here at MJ BizCon, I was like, okay, like, I can't really wait to see it. But until you really see it, like right now, now I have a whole nother respect for these men, one, and their product, the Unity. And this is top level technology, guys, that's gonna help the industry, and it's a void. We need this to excel.
It is another product that just comes out that you're right. It's needed, actually.
It's needed.
It's so funny you say that. It's so random, like these books that we just seen, like a first time product like that. I've never seen a product like this one. I love when we come to places like this, let alone with people that are in our backyard who we love and like. Because even your other product that you have, that's just a jar. That, remember, Ryan, you brought me another one for myself. I'm like, Ryan, I need one of those. What was that thing called again?
Smart Stash. Well, it's actually the Soul Stash.
So it's the Soul Stash, right? And then all of that, Chris Franchino's like, oh, he brought one on the, I drove him out here, so he had his little mini one in my car. And so we were talking about you guys on the way over here going, and he pulled it out of his bag and I'm like, oh, dude, that's that V-Syndicate one.
Nice.
And that's a great one. This right here is the next level of that because that keeps it, you know, nice and good and it's smaller. But this doesn't have a ventilation system. This has all these great things.
Hey, Joe, when we come back, we're going to talk about the dispensaries with Ryan over here. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this break.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101. Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101 live here at MJ BizCon, and we are with Tom and Ryan with Unity. And let me tell you guys, this product is a game changer.
It is. Y'all really stepped up your game. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, it advances things in this. If you look at it this way, one of the things that I think is missing in the cannabis industry that's going to help, you know, destigmatize and take away these negative stigmas that we're talking about is the, like, just sleek, sexy, classy looking and appealing things.
100%.
And we're starting to see more of that coming out, you know, with Dime, but you look at something like that, and that the consumer who is going to be ultimately everybody, but at first these people who are curious about it, and then people are, oh, that's a great place to put it right when I get it for the first time.
Well, it's a high-end storage kit that actually is intelligent, right? So it's a high-end storage kit that is intelligent, that tells you what you like, what you don't like, keeps the proper humidity, and then allows you to, you know, communicate with the with other people that have it as well. I mean,
that's stuff they
wouldn't
know.
You can give feedback that they wouldn't know, and then you can hear research, and you can hear how it's affecting other people.
Wait a minute. My brother, when he got his stuff.
Which
one's
your brother? Who
got it 50 years ago? I'm trying to use from a long time ago. He got it. It was in a little bag. It was in a baggie, a big baggie in his case. And he just stuffed that baggie in a drawer. And, you know, it lasted, and it just, it's amazing where it's come. You know,
it came a long way.
It's come a long way.
And you just kept smoking it and using it till it was gone.
You both did a great job describing it right now. That's exactly what it is.
I mean, sincerely, I would love to have my cannabis in this Unity box, right? And because I can come home and know that it's fresh.
I agree.
I don't put it in a little jar. It's not sitting somewhere. I got it. This is a home for your cannabis. And cannabis needs a home.
Classy
in your home.
And classy. And you can put it anywhere in your home. And it's a nice black sleek. It looks like almost black matted from where I'm at. But it's not maybe matted. But it has this.
But it's intelligent, too. It tells you what the hell's going on with what you got. I mean, that is so powerful. So Ryan, let's talk about the dispensaries, because I know that this is also going to now communicate, which is another game changer, right, to the business level, so the consumer can start understanding, you know, what they're ordering, where they're ordering it. Then the dispensaries can understand where they're ordering and what they're ordering, so they can communicate. So explain that for our listeners.
Yeah, so on the other end of it too, there's a CRM, so the Unity CRM.
Yep.
Also good. Is this loud enough?
Oh, you're fine.
Okay, cool. All right.
You just get real tight on it. Yeah. Just tighten up.
Yeah,
like,
there we go. Yeah. But anyway, so the Unity CRM, what it does is say if a dispensary is going to sell it to a customer, right? The customer has the option to sign up for the, you know, for the Unity app and everything, do that. And then as soon as they do, say if they buy an ounce from that dispensary, right?
Right.
And that dispensary is signed up on the Unity CRM as a service. Basically, they're going to know what that customer has in their box at any time, too. So, like,
as it lets them know what's in the box at the moment.
Yeah, so, like,
wow.
Yeah, so say, like, when they start running out, like, if they're, like, you set, like, a limit, like, 10%, right? Like, the box goes from 100% full to 10% full. You can send a push notification to that customer to reorder. As well.
So this is beneficial now for the dispensary owners as well. They want to push these products.
Well, I mean, honestly, too, like it's really, really valuable for bud tenders as well because they're gonna know like that client. They'll be able to pull up that profile. They can see like their, you know, their history, their pattern, how much they smoke, what kind of strains they smoke.
You can see
if
your kids
everything.
Are stealing weed from you or your partner's taking weed.
Literally.
I got 3 grams in there, and now I got 1.5 grams player. Yeah.
That's why you got the biometrics,
your
man.
Your roommate,
the fingerprint,
you know what I mean?
You know?
Wow.
That's amazing. And then you can just continually order what you like, and you know what you like, and that's amazing.
Let me ask you this. Is that naturally going to allow you to, the dispensary to, they offer you, hey, come back and, you know, did you like Pineapple Express? Do you want to come back and pick up more?
That's the purpose.
And then can they just send a delivery service straight to you from that point? I mean,
it depends on the dispensary, but you can also order from the app. So when you run low, you have the ability to order from the app too.
Oh my God.
Shut up. You could actually order the cannabis from the store that you were at?
If they allow delivery, then yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is
beautiful. Or, I mean, it could also work with like mobile pickup as well, because that's a new thing.
But get this, right? So let's say Ryan orders an ounce, puts it in the Unity box, right? And after a month, the dispensary sees that Ryan only bought 1 ounce from them, but he used 4 ounces, right? So now they know, well, Ryan is not just smoking an ounce a month, he's smoking 4 ounces a month. What other 3 ounces is he smoking, but he's not buying it from us? Well, he's smoking Gorilla Glue, 3 ounces, but we don't have Gorilla Glue. What does that mean? We should get Gorilla Glue on the menu.
Wow.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
So you know your competition. You know when your customers gets drawn to what else is hot on the market. You know what I mean?
Now
you a 360 view of your competition and what's hot on the market.
I'm really glad you guys ran with all my ideas and put it all together.
Thanks, man. Oh, yeah. For sure. That's why you own 95% of the business. you earned every bit of it.
Thank you, man. I couldn't even come up with all this. It's so funny. Like when we're here at expos like this and MJ BizCon, when you hear about and see the big new things that are coming out, in my opinion so far, this is the dopest thing that I've seen here. You know, you walk around, you see some things, and I've talked to some brands, and we see all these things, but I haven't seen technology like this.
No, and
there's big technology of lights, and it grows.
No,
there's a lot of big.
This is a communication that one.
For the consumer, that benefits the consumer and the
Dispensaries. The dispensaries need this data, right? Because, again, they want to see, okay, why did they leave my dispensary and go over to here?
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
One of two reasons. One, you had the booth. It wasn't the right quality. And then you could step up your quality game. Or two, because the consumer actually wanted Pineapple Express. We didn't have it the first time they bought it from us, but the next time they went and bought Pineapple Express, they did it down the street. They probably came into our store and we didn't have it. We need to step it up and get on that. And then once we have it again, we could then go back to the consumer and say, hey, guess what? We've got Pineapple Express. Come down. We got a special for you because we don't want to lose your business. This is incredible.
And it shows the dispensaries that you go to as well? Like the locations? Would it geo-track it like that?
Yeah, so the dispensary has to sign up as a service provider, and then it does, yeah.
Now, is that like a monthly fee that the dispensary has, or?
Yeah, great question. So it's going to be probably a monthly fee based on how many users you have. So like up to 100, you pay X, you know, 100 to 500, you pay, you know, more.
Sweet.
Or it's going to be based on the lead, right? So you pay per notification. We'll see. We'll do some A/B testing. We'll see maybe like different models for different kind of businesses.
It makes sense as the owner because they're going to sit there and go another cost, but another cost that benefits you because you're going to see your return right away. You're going to have all this data that as a dispensary owner, this is a good lead gen because now
it's
you know,
the best.
Yeah, it literally is the best lead gen.
There's nobody doing this. This is the most technical, you know, high technology for a cannabis home to put your product in. One, for the consumer, and two, for the actual dispensaries that are actually selling the product. Because if they don't have this in their store, they're idiots. They've got to work out some kind of a deal with probably one of the brands, and then figure out one of those brands goes, hey, if you buy this, you get that, and there's a package deal where they get their first ounce.
I like when that genius comes out of you like that.
Right. You work out a deal where they get an ounce with the actual box. It goes in there, and we start the mission. And now everybody wins.
Well, and here you get your added benefit of protection if you have kids. Because people are getting busted.
Yeah.
Because they... People are getting busted even when they do lock it away. Let's make no mistake, because there are judges out there who believe you just shouldn't have cannabis around kids at all, which that's a whole other show, I guess we could talk. But having it locked and kept like that safe keeps it so that if you are dealing with a situation where you're being accused of, hey, you leave that up and around with my kids. No, you have that. Does that keep track of things like when it's open and locked?
All that everything. Stuff.
Mm-hmm. And keep in mind, it also has a humidifier in it. So it's going to keep the quality of your product fresh at all times. This is such a game changer, man. It's amazing to have you guys in our presence with this new product.
Let me just tell you about the coolest part, okay?
There's more?
I think that's the coolest part. You guys will be the judges of that. So this product has been in development in Israel by Israeli researchers and doctors.
And some of the best in the game. We were talking about that earlier.
They're not bad at that, yeah. And so they're going to start doing clinical trials for different ailments, different conditions like Parkinson's, Crohn's, etc., using those boxes, right? And the benefit that it gives you. So typically, say you have like a group of Crohn patients, right? You give him, say, an ounce, send him home for 2 weeks. They're supposed to keep a journal, tell him, you know, to write down how it made him feel every day, come back after 2 weeks and report to the doctor, right? The problem is they don't remember to fill it out. They don't remember exactly how it made him feel. They need to like do it manually. When you give him one of those, every single time they take a nug out, every time they use it, 30 minutes, an hour later, a notification pops up and ask him, how did it ease your ailment from 1 to 10?
Wow.
How did it make you feel with your Parkinson's from 1 to 10? When you're a doctor
the
in
medical
clinical
there's your
trial,
research.
Wow.
Yeah. There's your research.
Thank you, Joe.
It improved the accuracy by at least 70-80% on how much you get from a clinical trial, which saves a ton of time and money and just gives you better results. And, you know, it really makes it a proper medicine at this point.
My gosh. And you know what? Thank you for that, because you're right. This is the best part of it.
It is.
Right?
It literally is.
All the
that
beautiful things that you just said, you know, about your product is amazing. And the technology, the information shared, all those things are great. But when you get into the health benefits, man, it touches my father died of cancer, you know, and we're a cannabis family. And on his deathbed, he only wanted to use cannabis. But there was no technology to tell him, hey, this stuff doesn't work for me or this one does. And to have a better quality of life, you know, whenever you have any ailments and you're dealing with something like this, this is now allowing you to communicate and document so that you really know how you feel. And I thank you guys for that part of it. Because you're right, that is the best part, that you're actually helping people. That's amazing, dude.
Yeah.
And everything about it looks sleek. I want one more question about the touching and the this and that. My roommate, say I have one and I have a roommate, and they tried to open it up. Will I see if somebody tries to, like almost my alarm, you tried to get in?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Would I see someone's trying to tamper with it?
Right.
Yes.
That's a good question. I'm not sure. I'll have to get back to you.
You guys have so many
there
things on it.
Might be a feature to add to that.
You know what I mean? Like someone's trying to check, because it looks like it has everything. You have this and that. Like, okay, let me see if somebody tries to break into it.
Right.
Or if it was
my alarm goes off, because it looks like it has so many technology things that, you know, I think it could be an extra added bonus that something goes on. Not that it really needs it yet, but, you know, it's just everything's
great. No, it's a good point.
It has security.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, there it is, guys. When we come back, more with V-Syndicate and Unity. This box is amazing. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this break.
Woo!
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101. Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Take a hit, get lit, and sit back and enjoy Cannabis Talk 101. Mark and Craig, the Pot Brothers at Law with Blue and Joe Grande. We are here live at MJ BizCon in Vegas. And, you know, this show doesn't appear out of nowhere. We have a lot of help to transport this magnificent area from Orange County all the way to Vegas. So we want to give a very special thanks to Erica, Daniel, Cal, Irtaza, Christian, Denny, Kevin, Andrew, Zach, Cash, Cam, Salazar, Nadia, Ali, Pitt, Chris, Francino, Jennifer, and Elvis.
Thank you guys so much.
Very much.
Really want to say thank you to Connector, Meta, Cali FX, all you guys that have helped us here, all of our wonderful sponsors, the Syndicate, Unity Box, these guys are all helping us be here today. Rocket Seeds, thank you guys so much. There's so many of them.
I agree. And Unity Box, you guys, it's just fucking great to see Tom and Ryan, your whole team at B-Syndicate, come up with this. But where did the word Unity come from when describing this? How did that come about?
Yeah, so Unity are the developers from Israel. So they came up with the name. It's basically, you know, it's a unit, right? But it's also uniting people. It promotes unity. Unity in the plant, unity between the people that use the plant. So I thought it's a great name.
The Unity Community.
Especially for non-Israelis.
Exactly, you know, and right? So do I. That's why I wanted to hear the reason behind it, because I feel like when I hear the word, there's more meaning to it, because the word alone has a lot of meaning, and I had a feeling like, well, uniting the community, I mean, unite, but, and then I didn't know there was a deeper root. That's what I wanted to get to. And that being said, when I came to the meeting from an MJ BizCon,
you know, we've been in a few of those. We've never been here with a product like Unity. We've been with our V-Syndicate product, but this is definitely the place to present it, right? With all the technology that's, you know, presented in this show, it's been overwhelming, honestly. It's been great. Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you, I'm, again, the compassionate side of what you guys are doing, it's so, I mean, first of all, you made sure that it communicates with both the buyer and the dispensary, the users. I mean, everybody's connected in it, right? One. Two, though, there's such a medical side of it that just makes me think that, you know, how much I appreciate what you guys are doing for the community, because this is a community thing. To be able to have your family member have that box, the Unity box here, and be able to really work with them and understand what they feel, and really have a position where it's like, hey, I feel really good on this product, I didn't like. This one made me feel anxious, or this one made me sleep. This one allowed me to eat. You can now communicate with somebody that has these illnesses and they need this. This is needed, and that's the most important part for me, and you're right. I do believe that. Thank you guys for being intelligent enough to bring this to life, because however Ryan did this.
No, no, you know what else it makes that?
Ryan and Joe collab.
Thank you for recognizing Tom. I appreciate what you're doing with the business, but you know, it's
just throw him something. You know,
well, Joe's done every single thing that everybody who's come on, he's got his hands in everything. You know,
I mean, that's the entrepreneur that I am. You know, I'm trying to get my hand. Big Mike and I started this company called Advanced Nutrients. I don't know if you guys heard of it, but in Canada, when we were bringing blue back hockey bags of stuff, you know, I said, hey, Big Mike, I got an idea.
Can I get back to the actual guest and the actual product?
I'm just trying to get claimed as nothing.
Because look, we were talking about how good it is for the curious consumer. And there's a lot of people who are on the fence for one reason or another. And there are people who are going to appreciate getting something that, as we were mentioning, is not only safe and protective, but keeps track. And gives them information that we never could have had. You know, when Jim McMahon, I just saw him walking around here when he was using cannabis, he couldn't measure it, and he was carrying around in a bag like we were.
Yeah.
So that is really good, and I think it's going to push some of those curious consumers who maybe not want to do it, and they'll see, oh, look.
It legitimizes
absolutely
cannabis.
Absolutely, 100%.
And not only that, Tom, here's the big question that we haven't got to yet.
Yes, sir.
¿Cuántos años, mijo?
Oh, sí.
How much does it cost, folks?
$299 consumer price.
Wow.
So we think it's, you know, it's pretty fair.
$299.
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing. You know what? Looking at that, you know off top, that's not $2.99, player. Yeah, honestly, in my head, minimal, I was actually around that $300 range.
I thought it was going to be more than $499, $500. Yeah, you know just what? Under $500 good. Is what
it has the feel that it could be easily hit for $500.
I thought it was going to be a $500 product.
Because even if you buy, folks, for myself, the cigar man that I am, if you buy a nice humidor that you can plug in and that it's going to run, in my head, I'm thinking $500. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to buy a $500 humidor that's going to do what this does for my cigars.
Yeah.
That being said, you need to make another one with a cigar for the humidors. Flair, I need one of those.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, smoking too.
Yeah. So the app is free for the consumer. The dispensary pays for the app. And, you know, our goal is to get as many of them out there as possible, because the bigger the community gets, the better this whole system works and operates, right? So we decided to keep it at a reasonable price point. I think we could have easily sold it for $400 or $500, but we want to sell massive amount of units and make it like a household item for cannabis users.
And for those that want to get it in your dispensary, call Ryan Deegan at 949-6969.
You know, seriously, though.
6969.
Yeah, yeah, 6969.
Never mind.
Yeah, so listen, I mean, honestly, if you're a dispensary out there, you guys got to get a hold of these guys. They definitely have something that you want, that you need, and the consumer needs to start downloading that app immediately, because this product is a game changer. And also, look out for your family members that have illnesses and problems that may just be getting introduced to cannabis, because this is going to be the solution, so they understand what they have, how it's happening, and they could real time, you know, deal with themselves, doctors, and everybody else for that matter. This is powerful, you guys. I mean, I'm in love with it. I heard about it, and I liked it when I heard about it, and I was like, oh, this is great. But it was just in the air. I didn't see the product. I didn't really dive into it as we have today. Right. And sincerely, again, when you said this is the best part, and that's why I know I love you, is because you sincerely said that, and we're like, well, what's next?
It made me love them that much more, too, to be honest with you.
Yeah, like, I get emotional over it, because this industry is
because that's what
dear.
We care about. We want to see the healing. Dude. You know what I mean? It's all, to me, too, like Mark said, there you go. There's your research, because we are all about the research and the healing. That's what this show is advocates of, right? So when we see a company like V-Syndicate who cares, and like when you said this is the most important part, I feel what Blue said, because in my head, I thought the same exact thing. Like, that is the most important part.
I was like, what else could there be that's going to be better than what you just said? And then when you said it, it's about the patient.
That's what it's about, man. It's about the people getting them right.
But wait.
Right.
There's more?
Not really.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. He said it a couple times, so I...
No, but
I don't know if there was any more.
On that note, though, we are looking for, you know, legitimate pharmacies, dispensaries, you know, big guys that really care about data and compliance. To team up with and give it to their patients and see how they react to it and, you know, get going with this.
You know, funny enough is that, you know, through our relationships, and I could stand behind this, we have plenty of people to hook you guys up with, you know.
Like you have been.
And thank you. And if they don't get on board, then it's their loss, and they'll have FOMO, fear of missing out, because once you see that and you articulate, and your team is great. I mean, Ryan, he's a hustler. You're on, you know, the fortunes and the follow up. I believe that you guys are those guys that follow up on things. It's why you've been so successful with your other ventures. And I look at this, and I can't wait to put you in front of the dispensary owners and some of the biggest operators that we know. And I won't even think twice about it. There's not like, well, maybe I'm not sure if these guys can really deliver.
It's a benefit for the world, actually.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, somebody, like, hook me up with this guy, and they're like, you're not really ready. You guys are freaking ready.
True.
This product is ready, dude.
It's prime time, game time ready. This thing needs to be on ABC, NBC, CBS.
It will
be. You know what I'm saying?
It could do a whole media run. Yeah.
That's what I mean. On a major network media. Yeah, like, this isn't not some closet. Oh, we're only on the Lifetime channel. No, in my opinion, this is mainstream cannabis, next level product. Congratulations to you guys.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate you for being on the show.
Thank you.
Before we let you guys go, is there anything else that you guys want to just, you know, say before we let you out of here?
Shout out to Unity Israel that made this whole thing happen and get us on board with that. We're excited to be the exclusive partners and distributors in North America, and this is just the beginning. We want to see where it's going, and thank you guys again for having us over.
Well, thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Tom. Guys, listen to this. It's Cannabis Talk 101, and remember this. If no one else loves you, we do!
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.